Scott Huff, 80 Tango, radio check.
You on, Devin?
Yes, I am. I think I see you right in front of me. Are you copying my radio
transmission? I see you.
Radio check.
I can hear you, just can't see you.
Okay, well, hearing me is a good part. I'm glad to hear that. Talk back to me one more time.
Am I facing away from you or towards you?
You appear to me to be facing west, and I'm right behind you. I believe you're right in front of the hangars there.
Oh, that's why I can't see you.
So let me know whenever you're ready. We can switch over to tower and start doing our thing.
Okay, yeah, I was going to check ATIS first. Okay, did you get ATIS?
I did. 3018 for altimeter.
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, are you flying? It looked like Real World was socked in, so I went to Cirrus. Are you on Real World, or did you go to Custom Weather?
I'm on Real World because it did say overcast on the opening screen, but ATIS is it's all clear and it looks like it looks hazy, but it looks clear.
Okay, let me jump in and change that real quick. Hang tight. Okay, I'm back. Okay, I'm going to go ahead, I guess, and get set up to switch over to ground and talk to them and then and start the taxi. You want me to lead?
Sure, you can lead. Real quick question, though, for you. Do we go to ground or do we go to the tower?
Yeah, so to start, we'll go to ground at this point since we don't have a clearance to get, so we don't have to go to clearance delivery. So we'll go to contact ground first, give them who we are, that we have hotel, that we're wanting to do a VFR departure to the southwest. They'll give us taxi instructions, and then the general process then is we will taxi and hold short of the runway where they tell us to, and then once we're there, then we'll contact switch frequencies and contact the tower at that point.
Copy that. Have you already done all your calibration?
I have. Yeah, I'm good to go.
I have as well, so I'm good to go straight out.
Okay.
Are you swapped
Prosser
over
traffic,
yet?
Baron 51572 is 8 miles to the south, inbound for landing, Prosser. Prosser traffic, Baron 1572 will be entering a traffic pattern on a 45 runway 08. Prosser.
728 Alpha Charlie, radio check.
Scott Huff, 802 Echo Tango, radio check.
Yeah, 728 Alpha Charlie.
So do I presume correctly that we monitor the tower until we get out of their airspace?
Yep, that's correct. Once you get past the veil, then you're clear to go.
That occurred to me. Just before I was out of the airspace and I was swapped up over.
Okay. Yeah, you in this case, you're probably fine. But yeah, because you're within their radar coverage. So for some reason, they needed to contact you and tell you to move out of the way for some airplane they could see but couldn't talk to or something. You'd want to still be in contact with them.
Yep. Copy that. Are you heading to 10-5?
Yeah, actually, I just went through 10-5. We'll probably have to get to 12-5 eventually, but 10-5 is probably good for right now.
Whatever, we can go ahead and climb all the way up if we want.
I'm afraid we may end up kind of bumping into clouds, so 10-5 is probably good at the moment.
All right, I'm leveling up.
Do you have a visual on?
Yep, I'm.
Crosser traffic, Baron 557 Zulus, over flying the field at 2,500.
I got to contact Pilot Edge and find out why it is that there's a MD-80 superimposed over the top of your airplane.
Yeah, that's very strange. It's got to have to do with the, there's models that you, can impose it for you can choose when you do your setup, and something there's got to be messed up.
Yeah, and it's only on my visuals. It's not on my main computer.
So do you have the sectional up in front of you now?
Yep, I'm watching it.
Okay, so we'll be headed towards you see the 14-5 in blue that's there close to a ranger station?
What? No, I don't.
Okay, it's probably 20 miles in front of us.
Yep, I see that. Got it.
Okay, so right about when we're level with the ranger station on our current course, we're going to take the turn just about due south, so then just slightly southwest, and you're going to see McClure Pass. And so we're going to pass and pretty much plan on flying over McClure Pass.
Gotcha. Okay. And if we need to go to
Prosser custom, traffic, Baron 572, on the left downwind, runway 8, Prosser.
Okay, yeah, let's see how this evolves. But, yeah, I'm kind of running right up against some low-hanging clouds here, but it looks like I want to get past that. It's just higher stuff. So let's run with it for a little bit and see what we get.
Okay.
Prosser traffic, Baron 157 Zulus, turning left to base, runway 8, Prosser. Prosser traffic, Baron 5157 Zulus, turning final, runway 8, Prosser.
Wow, I just broke through the weather and all of a sudden I'm in this pretty scattered clouds. It looks great up here.
Yeah, just picked up visual on you again, but a very illegal maneuver.
Oh, were you actually up in the soup?
Yeah, and I watched you go into it. I lost visual on you. and then I was in the middle of it for at least 30 to 40 seconds and then broke out.
Okay, so I'm just about to cross over the road here that runs between Carbondale and Aspen, so.
Yep, I got you. You're about probably 2 miles in front of me.
Procer traffic, Baron 57 Zulu's clear runway 8, Procer.
So this valley we headed up here, the Crystal River Valley, this is actually, this mountain to the left of us here is Mount Sopris, which is an absolutely gorgeous mountain in real life. And when you head up this valley, there's a little town called Redstone. You can see it on the map right before we get to McClure Pass. And it's got this old kind of little, it's like a hotel that kind of looks like a castle that's been there for like 100 years. It's this cute little town. We camped there, spent about a week in this area back in 2010, I think. It's a really beautiful area back here.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever spent any time back here. I know I've never been to Aspen.
Sorry, I was off for a second there if you said something.
I did not.
Did you ever do anything more with the ortho photos at all?
No, it was an epic failure for me. I did it several times following several different people's instructions, and not once did it ever work.
Well, if nothing else, I can take. I just got disconnected from Pilot Edge for some reason there for a minute.
Yeah, I lost the visual, and I don't yet have you back, I don't think.
So we're just going to continue right up this valley here until we get up to the pass, and then it's going to be a relatively sharp right turn.
Gotcha. Yeah, but I definitely do not have the visual on either machine now.
So it didn't come back when I reconnected?
Nope.
Yeah, I can actually see you behind me when I go to an external.
Crazy. And you couldn't see me before, could you?
Actually, I finally could. I didn't realize when you said you were looking right at me, I assumed that you were in front of me. So that's why I was expecting to see you. Once I looked backwards, I could see you.
Gotcha. I did buy that other airplane, but it looks like it's going to take a little bit to get it installed properly.
Yeah, you have to try a little bit. It disconnected me again, and I just had to reconnect again.
What on earth would cause that? You're covered in all these areas, aren't you?
Yeah, I have not had a problem with that before. I'm wondering if it's just a Sunday morning thing with everybody being online, if their servers are starting to hit a wall. Although you haven't had a problem, have you?
Not a one. And when I was waiting for you to get on, there was only 23 pilots on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the problem is, because I just installed that new router, and it's been solid. I haven't had any issues with Wi-Fi at all.
Did you put one just right there on the desk to cover everything?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Did you just put a Wi-Fi router right there at the desk?
Actually, my wife, the router is actually up at the TV,
traffic,
up in the family room, but I'm pretty much right below it, my signal's good here.
Gotcha. I actually put an Airport Express back here and just called the next plane. And it's just for all this gear back here. All right, I'm continuing over Redstone and then doing the right turn, yes?
Yeah, once you see, you should see McClure Pass, and you'll see where the words McClure Pass are. And then do you see the two things that kind of look like broad parentheses that are kind of together right below the words McClure Pass?
Yes.
That's actually the symbol on the sectional for the pass itself. So what we'll want to be doing is making the right turn after you get past that mountain. And as you come up, at least with my ortho photos, I can actually see where the road goes up over McClure Pass. So you'll just be making the right turn, kind of following where the road is heading up over the pass.
Got it. I thought that's what that symbol was. That was a symbol that I went when I was flying over the pass that's right there next to Keystone.
Prozor traffic, Baron 5157 Zulus, turning right downwind runway 26, Prozor. Prozor traffic, Baron 5157 Zulus, crossing midfield, 3,000 departure to the south, last call, Prozor.
Pilot Edge right now and see if I get your visual back.
Okay, I'll be here.
And I'm back on.
All right, and I've just made the right turn. I'm going over the pass right now.
Yep, I got the visual back.
No, that's good. Okay, once we're through the pass.